You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today's show, we've got Double Double coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau. Morena, how you doing?
Morena, oh, yeah, I'm really good. Excited. Nice. Excited to get this tour started.
Hell yeah. Is it DBL, DBL, Double Double? What do you prefer to go by?
Double Double, yeah. Double Double. Yeah.
Nice.
I guess there are many iterations. I'm not too sensitive about it, but double double is the intention.
Did you ever think of doing triple triple triple?
Oh, maybe that'll be my next step in Bangkok.
Quadruple, it just keeps going on forever. You know, you can make that as annoying as you want it to be, which I think is really fun. Morena, coming to us live from Auckland, and I hear Auckland is doing very well at the moment.
Oh yes, it's sunny as ever. A little on the cold side, you know. We wrap up pretty early up here. I see you're still in a t-shirt. I imagine it's no winter as good as here.
I'm brave, that's the thing. I came over to the station this morning in a big, nice jacket, a turtleneck and a shirt, and I think I'm going to have to ditch the turtleneck because it's getting really warm. But it was brutally cold this morning. I guess that'll be good for you because you get to experience the cold before you move over to Bangkok, and you're coming down here on Saturday. When was the last time you played in Otipoti, Dunedin?
Oh gosh, forever ago. But it was definitely one of the best gigs I've ever played.
Really?
I played some rippers, but there was just something about it. It was courtesy of Radio 1 as well.
Oh, great. Brought
down back in Tom Trimlin's days.
Oh, shout out to Tom.
Yeah, rolled out the absolute red carpet for us.
Nice.
It was at a hotel, which in itself is just an incredible venue to experience. If anyone listening was lucky enough to visit there when it was still around, and yeah, it was just epic. I loved the how they brought everyone out in a bus as well. Like it was like a very purposeful, deliberate night. You know, you're there for the show, and everyone was just deep in it. No, it was such a great experience. So yeah, I'm looking forward to coming down and experiencing what sounds like another iconic Dunedin venue as well.
Yeah, yours is a really, it's become a real staple of the gig scene here. But Chicks Hotel, I mean, big ups to Chicks Hotel. I don't think it's functional anymore, but it's cool that you got to go to see Port Chalmers, which is a very, very awesome little part of Dunedin. Big ups to Port.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It'll be sorely missed, but I do have one nightmarish memory of that gig, which was staying at Chicks Hotel, which was truly haunting.
I'm not surprised. My brother has a really funny story about going to a gig at Chicks Hotel and then being really poor at the time, and he opened his wallet to go to the bar to get a pint of beer, and he opened his wallet and a moth flew out. symbolizing how broke he was. Now you're moving to Bangkok pretty soon, right?
Yeah, a couple of months. It's really creeping up on me.
Nice. It's creeping up on you, you said?
Yeah. I think as much as I wanted to do a farewell tour, just for my own sake, maybe ill-advised logistically, I've got a lot to do. But this is going to be a little bit of fun before I go. It's going to be exciting.
Are you a very logistically oriented person, or are you kind of struggle with that stuff?
I am, but even for me, get bandmates, everyone. That's my main takeaway from all this. Share the love with someone.
Yeah, share the habit. What's in Bangkok for you? Is it friends, family, job?
No, just a new beginning.
Starting
fresh, just a new adventure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're just going and seeing what we can make of it.
Nice.
And if it doesn't work out, then we'll keep moving on, but probably not back here for many years, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. So what is, do you speak the language over there? Is there anything in particular about Bangkok that lured you? The architecture, the food, the nature?
I mean, I had to go there for work 2 years ago now. And it's everything, to be honest, which sounds maybe like a cop-out of an answer. But it's, yeah, the food, the culture, the people, the weather. Like, I mean, obviously it's kind of brutally on the warm side. But I think, I'm looking forward to skipping out a few New Zealand winters. And, yeah, just... It's a culturally different and exciting new step, but that also one where, you know, it's got some small training wheels on it as well because, you know, English is widely spoken, and I think it'll be a softer transition compared to a lot of places where one could relocate and start anew.
For sure. It's basically right on the equator as well. Do countries in the equator even experience, like, winter? I don't know if they do. I think it's just one thing.
I guess they do, but it's just... not the same.
Maybe very minute compared to us. Are you watching?
I mean, I'm going to be experiencing a lot more rain as well. It's not like I'm getting pristine heat the whole time. It's gonna be some boggy wet heat as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will be very very swampy energy. Are you watching the new season of White Lotus at the moment?
Yeah,
that's set in Thailand. It makes me want to go visit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's making me excited to go, but I do.
Go stay in one of those bougie ass resorts. I feel a bit guilty about doing that, but I don't know. The new season of White Lotus is going really good, though. Big ups to Mike White for creating one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah, shout out to Mike. He's tuned in, for sure.
For sure. He's a good friend of the station. Does this mean that this is the end of Double Double? Are you going to bring your stuff over into new countries?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just try and, try and settle, try and make a living first. But, there's no reason why it can't keep going. And, this isn't to say that I'll never play here again. It just probably won't be for a long wee while. So maybe it'll take a different shape entirely before coming back as well. So, no, I'm excited to explore that too. Because, when I was over there, I went to a bunch of shows. And their gig scene was as vibrant as ever, as you can imagine, with a city of 11 million people. There's lots of pockets.
Holy shit, that's huge.
To explore.
Man, yeah, totally. I listened to a little bit of Thai, like heavy punk or whatever it's called, and it was pretty good. It goes hard. They are, thriving music over there.
Yeah, one genre I got really into was like indie pop, which they do exceptionally well.
Ew, crack yeah. up. Well, that'll be exciting.
Stumbled upon it on accident, a band doing a free show on the street, and then, I was just like, okay, I need to chase this. And then, the more I discovered, the more, it was just so epic.
Fantastic. There's some really awesome support acts coming and joining you on tour around the country with the likes of Cormi, Geneva AM. You're playing with Ikade and Countess down here, as well as Sports Dreams and many more. How do you choose who to play with?
I put the word out. I feel like as much as I do follow lots of artists that I find really intriguing, exciting, and interesting to listen to, I feel like the people who follow me also probably have similar tastes. So, it was a half-half of people I just admire and have always wanted to play with, mm-hmm. which I was stoked at the response. I think there was only one who I reached out to who couldn't play. So, it didn't feel very piecemeal, which can sometimes be when you're putting together quite a few shows, when you're, going through the roster, I guess you could call it. But, everyone was just so excited to get on board. So that was a real gasser for me as well, but also it was a lot of them were new discoveries from people who had seen me at like camp or something like that, and then just being like, if you're going here, you need to have this person. And then so that's how a lot of new artists to me came up, like Cormi being one in particular, who I like was like, how the hell have I not heard Cormi before? Because I'm so excited for that show. That's gonna be epic.
Yeah, Cormi, big ups to Cormi. Very lovely person to talk to. I assume by camp you meant Camp Aloha.
Yeah, Camp Aloha. Nice. Sorry. Funnily enough, I actually it's a lifetime ago, but I reached out to Ikari for the Dunedin show, because that I think it was one of the first Chronophoniums back when I played in Heavy. They also played one of their many, many, many iterations of what they are now. So, I'm excited to see what they sound like, because it sounds like it's almost different every single time. So I can't wait to see how far they've come in the past, 10 years or more.
Whoa, I didn't know Ikada haven't gone on for that long. Far out, that's awesome. That's
yeah.
Sick. Damn. What do you think you'll miss most about New Zealand, aside from, the music community being, I guess, an obvious answer?
Definitely the culture, I think. And by the culture, I mean Māori culture. I mean our culture too, but I think I was just down at Matatini and, shedding tears for the beauty of the performances, but also how much I'm going to miss being in that environment. And, it's so warming and cup filling for me. Shed a few quiet tears for the beauty of the performance itself, but also what I'm going to miss, but also I'm going to experience a lot more of other cultures, which is also going to be beautiful. But I think, seeing something like that, at that magnitude was just, a great little send off. Mm-hmm. As I'll have many different send-offs for different things I'm going to miss including just our environment as well. I mean, there's lots of beautiful spots in Thailand, obviously, to visit. But yeah, we have a very unique landscape, and much of which I'm connected to. So yeah,
fish and chips on the menu as well. Is that on the things to miss? Winnicke's chocolate.
I'll buy Moana for sure. I don't know about if fish and chips is that high on that category, but you know, I've been to a fair few places around the world, and I will say that, you know, our oysters and our mussels and our crays, you know, they stand alone,
second to none. And no other country has blue cod, which I think is the best fish I've ever tasted. Have you tried blue cod?
Oh, I must have.
It's a southern delicacy. You might have to try it when you come down here on Saturday.
I'll search for it. And then obviously the people, because, you know, I'm probably going to be lonely as hell initially. So. So selfishly, and also because, yeah, I've made, 35 years of connections and bonds and family here. So, no, there's too many things that I'm going to miss. But that's also why I'm doing this tour. It's just to go across the mall to just appreciate everything for, I mean, this is something I'm never coming back, but yeah, just that, you know, that one time before I go, because, yeah.
It's a shame not going down to Invercargill, because I feel like that's a place that could be sorely missed. But anyway, we're moving on to a different question now. I wonder, what do you have any favorite hip-hop releases of the past year? I always talk to people who operate in the field of hip-hop or around it about this, just because I'm a big hip-hop head. But what would your favorites hip-hop releases be from the past kind of like year-ish?
I feel like I usually struggle to answer that because I don't listen to that much hip hop. I mostly listen to more somber ambient songs to have a cry to. If anything, Double Double is more like my little release. But I can't go past the Cardo Melodowns collab, which was just so furiously good. Uh-huh. And I'm also going to use any chance I can get to plug Cardo. Not that he needs my help, but he just, oh gosh,
it's so good. Did you listen to the EP with Brandon Shiraz or Brandon?
Yeah, it's just hit after hit after hit. Like I was saying this morning, he's just effortlessly upping himself every single time, which is like, for that consistency and that. And that caliber, just constantly putting stuff out like that, is just insane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was one to watch, still one to watch.
Still one to watch, indeed. And I think we might leave the corridor there. Thank you very much for coming on the program. I can't wait to look forward to hearing more from you over in Thailand and hearing about your escapades. And I wish you all the best with the tour and all the best with the move. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Have you got any final words there, my friend?
Just get those pre-sales, you know? I know that's not a... and a plug's not that cool or witty, but like...
I respect the hustle.
I know pre-sales aren't a thing, but like, it's more expensive on the door, and you come prepared, you know?
Yeah, you got the QR code, you got whatever.
I'm deep logistics now, but it's going to be a great show. If you love to get down, if your knees love being pushed to their limits, if you love getting a bit sweaty, a bit yelly, when the artist prefers the crowd more than the stage, then please come on down to yours and have one last dance with me.
Indeed.
I'd love to see you.
I would come, but I've got a wedding to go to. But I do hope you travel safe, and we'll see you on the flip side. Matewa. That was Double Double. We're talking about their, their move to Bangkok, which is a pretty massive life change. If you'd like to go see them play, you can go to Yours at 7 p.m. this Saturday. They'll be joined by Ikare and Countess. You can find tickets from Under the Radar at 10:15 here on the Adju Breakfast program. I'll see y'all very quickly. Speaking of Karu, we talked about Karu before. Here's Double Double with Lemon Drop featuring Imugi. You're listening to The One. Keep it real.
Mind on the tip of my tongue, yeah, you want some. Time trickle off of your thumb, now you got none. Never really bothering me, am I lonesome? I got everything that I need, independent. Who's gonna calm the karma, his existence? Puff a sucker, follow the beat, pump the breathing. Bitch, you making money, 20, 20, double speed. Loud and I'm living when I'm serving up the heat. Spicy, bitch, you can't handle it. Bet your body going numb, make your gas.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.